Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
I don't get a feel for the Giants right now. I have no idea what they're doing. The only thing I can say is that, you know, the last couple of weeks, you start reading articles by guys that are covering the team, and they're talking about the general manager staying because he has the plan, and nowhere to be found is the coach's name in the article. You know, and I feel like there's a separation between the two, and it has started over the last 2 weeks. And they're going to find themselves in a really weird situation because as I was looking over the list of quarterbacks, let's face it, they're not trading up to get somebody and giving up half their draft in next year's first round. I would not do that.
No.
Not for any of these guys. I mean, like I think that they can play in the league. I just don't think that they're worth these high picks. No matter how desperate you are for a quarterback, go out and find somebody else. Go out and find a Carson Wentz. Go out and find a Kirk Cousins. Go find somebody that's going to be cheap and is going to be a stopgap and worry about next year or the year after that. I don't see anybody on this board right now that is worth like what it would take to go up and get them, because people value that first or second overall pick because they feel like they need to fill a void at the most important position. And I know that there are guys that now, as we get ready to transition into the phase where we start evaluating and the NFL starts evaluating these players, I don't necessarily feel like there's an explosive player in the draft that is going to be a difference maker within the next 2 years. So let's just say they end up, you know, getting Cam Ward somehow, some way. You know, is he going to be Jaden Daniels and CJ Stroud, or is he going to be Anthony Richardson?
Right.
And is he going to be ready to play in an NFL game? Like, is he going to be able to read the NFL defenses that are so much different than the college defense?
All right, so that brings up an interesting point. Because the situation is what it is in the draft, and at the top of the draft, you don't even like the quarterbacks. And I think the consensus is this is not like last year.
No, it's not even close.
Right. So, all right, so you got that part of it. Now you have the part of it where the Giants may not even have an opportunity to draft those guys, even if they love them. Does the situation that they're in contribute to whether or not they stay or not? Meaning that if they had the number one overall pick and Caleb Williams were there, you'd be like, you know what? I want Brian Daboll and Caleb Williams to work together. I'm going to keep Brian Daboll. You understand what I'm saying?
It's so complicated, and there's so many variables that go into the decision-making of John Mara in this situation, because if they draft a young quarterback and somehow they get up to the number one pick or with the number two pick, and they are 0-7 next year, what do you think is going to happen?
Well, yeah, what happened to Matt Eberflus?
Exactly is what's going to happen. And, yeah, you know, and I think we've definitely highlighted that and spoke about that. And, you know, do you think that Brian Daboll wants to work in another young quarterback? And I know he wants to keep his job, and I know it's a job that a million guys would love to have. But in reality, the losing takes its toll, and a guy like Brian Daboll, you know, unfortunately, they're the fall guys. You know, I've seen my friend go through it twice, so I know exactly what these guys put into it, how hard they work, and how shortchanged they are when their quarterback position is in a state of flux. And if you don't have that right guy, that difference-making guy that's at that position that you believe can run a team for 17 games and stand up and take the beating that is required in order to become one of the best in the league, I mean, you don't have a chance. And I did look at, you know, who the Giants are playing next year.
Yeah.
I mean, they're playing the gauntlet of teams next year. It's ridiculous who they're playing. Now, every year is different. We know that.
Mm.
But at least on paper going into next year, I would sit here and tell you that we're going to see the Giants at the top of the draft again next year. So how are the fans going to deal with that?
Well, right, think about it. Right, the only way that it's going to feel right that Joe Shane and Brian Daboll stay is if they draft a quarterback and the guy is great. We're like, you said the name before, Jaden Daniels. That's the only way it's going to feel right that they stayed, because all these other scenarios, I guess there's another one. There's another one that could happen I think is very unlikely.
If they trade for J.J. McCarthy, is that?
Well, right. They either get a guy like that or they bring in a stopgap guy that ends up being really efficient at that position.
Kind of like Sam Darnold this year or Baker Mayfield.
Right, and then the defense figures it out. Neighbors, maybe they draft another offensive weapon, and then all of a sudden they're a little more competitive.
Or they sign a free agent offensive weapon.
Right, but I don't see that happening, quite honestly.
I feel like I kind of feel like at the moment we're sitting here right now that they're in a dead end.
Yeah.
You know, and they're at a dead end because, you know, they sank or swam with Daniel Jones. They let Saquon Barkley go. He runs for 2,000 yards, becomes that gold jacket guy that Dave Gettleman said he was going to be. Mm. They've had numerous injuries, failures in the draft.
Yeah.
And it is, you know, and I'm not, I want them to win. I want them to do well. It's easier for us to cover teams when they're winning. Like the Knicks right now, turn on the mic, start talking glorious about the Knicks and their 9-game winning streak and the fact that they're playing a team that's won 14 in a row. And you got yourself, you know, a mid-season championship potential.
Yeah, it's funny you say the Knicks, because I was going to make that comparison to when all those years where they were in absolute NBA purgatory and closer to hell than anywhere else, where you felt like there's no way out. There's no way out. Like, all right, we have the one of the three worst records. Okay, you didn't get the number one overall pick. All right, you got this guy. And then all of a sudden, you're too good to get one of the top picks. And then there's nobody in the draft. And then you draft this guy, and then he stinks. And then Giannis gets picked behind. And, like, there was no way out. You were stuck in one of these escape rooms with no escape. And then finally it happened after years and years and years. Feels like the Giants are in that situation right now.
100% it does. And because there is no leading answer right now for them. You know, they do have some really good players on the roster. They do. When they're all healthy, there are some top-end players, and so it's not the void of total talent. But what it is missing, it's missing the playmaker at quarterback. And you can't sit here and tell me that Shedeur Sanders, Cam Ward, Jalen Milroe, Carson Beck, any of these guys that are coming out this year at this moment are the answer to a 9-win season next year. I mean, next year, if they have a rookie quarterback and people think he's going to play and turn this season or turn this thing around, they got another thing coming.
Yeah.
Let's look at reality here and try to figure out Joe Shane is going to, if he is here, they're going to have to be really creative and really aggressive. And the reason being is because I could just hear it like in the middle of next season. They're 1-7. Oh, here we go again. This franchise, they suck. Get rid of the owner. Get rid of this. I mean, I could just hear it all over again.
Yeah, and then you put that quarterback in that horrible position that we've seen the Jets put a couple of guys in, where there's coaching changes, their offensive coordinator changes, there's everything. And then, you know, that's what you got with the Chicago Bears right now. And I don't know if they're going to hang on to the offensive coordinator that they promoted.
Oh, they're getting rid of those guys. They're cleaning house.
Right. So then now you're talking about a Caleb Williams going into his second season is going to have his third offensive coordinator.
Which is ridiculous.
Yeah, exactly. So that's something that you got to think about, you know, if you draft that quarterback. Now, they're also going to have pressure on them to draft a quarterback. Like that, they might have to, because of where they are, just have to do it.
Because
how the hell, like, what's the alternative at this point?
It would have to be a stopgap guy.
And then what you do?
You trade down and you get more assets is what you do. And you be realistic about what you're trying to do here.
Do you do that with this regime or another regime?
But that's the point. I mean, like, this regime right now needs to win. And they're not going to win next year if you're telling me that they are going to draft reach for a quarterback in the first round and throw him out there week one in the NFL season.
Yeah, I mean,
are you going to tell me?
No.
There is no Jaden Daniels. And by the way, we were watching offseason Hard Knocks. What player did Brian Daboll say, go get?
Jaden Daniels.
Right. So he knows, like, he knows.
Yeah.
He knows better than we know. He knows better than all the fans out there know. He knows who the players are that he thinks he can win with. And he needs, like, whoever it is, Can you see another season where they are picking first, second, third, or fourth, fifth next year in the draft?
Of course. I mean, I think that's the most likely situation.
But I'm just saying, with this regime or this coaching staff,